This is KPDO 89.3 FM serving Pescadero and KZSG 90.7 FM serving San Gregorio and KPDO.net streaming live and serving the whole South Coast. With me today is Dr. Patrick Horn, a member of PMAC, which is the Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council. And we want to discuss a very important topic regarding a recent controversy involving PMAC. So welcome, Patrick.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can you start by giving us an overview of what PMAC is and its role in the community?
Sure. PMAC, or the Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council, is a local body that provides recommendations on various issues such as land and water use, infrastructure, housing, and safety. It's meant to be a representative body advising the County Board of Supervisors on matters important to our community. There has been some criticism that there hasn't been a competitive election in over 20 years, so our district supervisor proposed a resolution that would reform the council and hold elections this fall.
Then I understand that recently at the June 25th Board of Supervisors meeting, there was some confusion about that resolution. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. On June 25th, two PMAC members, Rob Skinner and Taylor Allen, misrepresented the council to the County Board of Supervisors. They claimed that there was an agreement among a majority of the council members to support a different resolution than what was actually endorsed by PMAC at the June 11th business meeting. This led to the Board of Supervisors passing a substantially different resolution than the one PMAC had unanimously supported, and this is deeply troubling.
Okay, so could you go into what was the original endorsement by PMAC and how, what was the change that came about?
Yeah, the original proposal, which was unanimously endorsed by PMAC on June 11th, called for a ballot measure to reduce the number of seats on the council from 13 to 5. The idea was to stimulate a competitive election of representatives, as we haven't had elections for PMAC members since 2000, according to the county clerk. All six members currently are appointed, which means they were selected by the council rather than elected by the community.
Okay, so the difference was between 7 and 5. Is that the main difference, or what other changes were made?
That was the change that was made. The PMAC endorsed 5, and then the Board of Supervisors was misinformed that there was an agreement for a resolution that had 7 seats instead.
What problems does that bring about?
The problem is that the question was put on the agenda for PMAC, deliberated and decided, and the unanimous support for the resolution asking for 5 seats was final, and that was the closure of the matter. Rob Skinner, during the Board of Supervisors meeting, claimed that he had the agreement of 4 members that he polled to change it to 7, and that's a violation of the Brown Act.
Yes, because you have to have 72-hour notice. It has to be public, right? That's part of the Brown Act. You can't do things behind closed doors. So there was unanimous agreement, meaning both Rob Skinner and Taylor Allen agreed to the 5 members. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so this was kind of done behind closed doors, and who knows why. So how is the community going to get this resolved?
I wrote a letter of concern to the County Council, Timothy Fox, mm-hmm. and District Supervisor Ray Mueller, seeking a cure and correction for the changes made to the resolution after PMAC's final decision and closure of the matter. The misrepresentation of council business by Mr. Skinner and Mr. Allen is a violation of the Brown Act, and that requires a prompt remedy. The resolution was changed out of order. This was unlawful, so the changes should be void. We should proceed with the ballot measure that would reduce the council to to 5 seats with elections as described in the original resolution. That was unanimously endorsed by PMAC. We need a municipal advisory council that is truly representative of the community and operates transparently and democratically.
Okay, and so one of the things that we need to remind everybody about is because this resolution called for elections for all of the members, it is really going to be a scramble to get 5, especially, you know, in addition to the 5 that exist, or even 7, so that you can have a competitive election with 5 people. Am I right? I mean, the real problem here is that you are recruiting people right now. We have to get the word out. We're trying to recruit candidates for a lot of boards right now, including PMEC, and it just creates a hurdle when you've added 7 people, not to mention the fact that it was done in a way that isn't according to the regulations. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. Candidates need to register between July 15th and August 9th. This is why Ray Mueller, when he heard these comments, these misrepresentations by these 2 PMAC members at the Board of Supervisors meeting, took the item from the consent agenda and put it to the regular agenda, where they made the changes because the Board of Supervisors is not scheduled to meet again until after the window for candidate registration closes. So to get the resolution for the election under the deadline, they felt that they had to make that change and had to act. But those 2 members misrepresented the council's decision and had a change that is not what we endorsed. And that's a subversion of the group decision-making process and the democratic process.
Yeah. Okay. So how does it stand right now? In other words, does it still say, is it going to continue to say 7? Will there be some sort of an emergency change and it will be reduced to 5? Or do you know what's going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen. I have, as I said, written a letter to the county council with my concern. I have spoken to Ray Mueller about the possibility of the Board of Supervisors having a special meeting where they correct the error of endorsing the unlawfully changed resolution. And we do have a PMAC meeting that's coming up on Tuesday, July 9th, where others can share their concern. And it's before the July 15th window opens for the election registration. So there's time to correct this error.
Okay. And in the meantime, we have to start recruiting people and letting them know that, you know, this is it's very important that we get enough candidates so that there is an election. Otherwise, the county will start appointing people. Am I right?
Is that? Yes. Yeah. If the election is not able to produce 3 members, the county will appoint to breach that threshold. And the council can then go through a process of appointing to fill vacant seats. Okay. There are some members who may have an intent to run. There have been candidate seminars, and there will be more candidate seminars for people who are interested in running. These are hosted by the county. They also have a great civics program, so you can learn about how the government works here in San Mateo County. And I'm running for Pescadero when the time comes, but I'm not running against people in a competitive election. Yeah. I'm running for the best team possible for Pescadero. So I'm willing to talk to everybody and anybody about the process of registering, about the kind of time commitment and skills that might be useful, the kinds of things that are happening in our community so that they're aware of the important choices that are ahead about land and water use, infrastructure, housing, and safety.
So if you go to coastsidebuzz.com, they have it posted. We'll try to post on kpdo.net so that people can actually follow the link and go sign up and get the information that they need. There are classes being given. There will be a class on July 24th. People can sign up and learn how to become a candidate in that yes. seminar. It's not signing up to be a candidate, but just
to learn.
Yeah. What do I have to do if I'm a candidate? It's a very important thing to learn.
I've already taken this seminar, and there are some questions that people have that I can answer. For example, there's no fee to register as a candidate. There's a minimal fee if you want voter registration data to get out the vote. Mm-hmm. And Ray Mueller has committed to covering the cost of candidate statements if possible, so that there's no burden on anybody to be in this election as a credible candidate.
Okay, very good. Okay, so you said the next PMAC meeting will be on Tuesday, July 9th at 6 p.m. That's going to be at the Community Church on Stage Road. And so we encourage everybody to get their voices heard and go to the PMAC meeting. I think it would be really interesting to see what has to be said. And I understand this will be on the agenda, correct?
The agenda is set by the chairman, Mark Wallace, who originally asked for guidance for holding an election. And I think that we will be posting an agenda by the end of this week, or right around July 5th. So we'll know more then. Certainly, if it's not on the agenda, people should use the opportunity during public comments to weigh in on this very important issue with the changed resolution.
Mm-hmm. It is a very important issue. Something that we really need to address, and concerned citizens should try to participate in the discussion. So thank you very much, Dr. Horn. And if you would like, if we can get an update from you after the next PMAC meeting or before, if necessary, you're welcome to come back and let us know what's going on. Okay.
Thanks. It's a developing story about PMAC business, and I'm happy to share information with the community. It's important for constituents to know what's happening in their government.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, thank you very much. We'll be in touch. We'll talk as soon as we can. Okay.
Thank you.